off our last shiur, I want to first of all give a tremendous hakar satov to Daniel Small, who was very helpful and pinched in last week and gave a remarkable chabura, so yashir kayach. The hemshech of the Gemara we're handling, we're going to finish up Baal Ta'acher, Mirtz Hashem now, but the Gemara is finding out different siurim and cases that Baal Ta'acher is applicable to Nazirus. So we mentioned the Gemara on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, and then the Gemara continues on the top of Dalet Amud Aleph. So last year that I spoke on Baal Ta'acher was discussing the different Rishonim, perhaps their approach, and depending on how long the Baal Ta'acher is, the Ran and the Rush, might depend on what the nature of Baal Ta'acher is. But the Gemara has a few different siurim over here. One is a major sugya in Nazir about a person who accepts the Ziris upon himself in a Beis HaKvaros. So the Gemara says that he is being ma'acher his naziris bitara. It's not exactly clear what that means. Meaning, was the naziris chal, and the naziris just has a shame naziris bituma, and there's another parsha of naziris called naziris bitara that he's delaying? Because again, you have to ask yourself the fundamental question. The Rishonim are all talking. They're still, where's the delay? Did it begin, and what am I delaying? Something had to be chal, and now I'm delaying something. So that is, part of the discussion, and there's a major machlokes. We alluded to this last time when I mentioned the chiddush according to Reb Ruvain in terms of Kabbalah's Naziris, how you understand Baal Ta'acher in general by Naziris. There's a major machlokes Rishonim whether or not after he leaves the Beis HaKvaros, will he be obligated to re-be mekabel his Naziris because there was something lacking in his Kabbalah. There also is a major machlokes Rishonim, the Ran and the Tosfos on our daf, whether or not Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish argue whether or not he's chayev on Tumah, but what about is he chayev on the other dinim for Naziris? What about Yayin? Could it be that Reish Lakish is moide when it comes to Yayin and the other dinim of Naziris? So that's a machlokes, the Ran and the Tosfos. And it might connect to this fundamental issue of how much was the Naziris Chal, or was the Naziris Chal, even according to Reish Lakish, was the Naziris Chal? I don't want to talk about this right now and get too much into it, but these are some of the diyunim that we have on this Gemara. And there's a beautiful Bristarov, if someone wants to look into it, that connects this Machlokas Rashi and Tosos, whether or not you would have to be Makabel or not, to whether or not you'd be chayav for the other isurim when it comes to this naziris in the Beis HaKvaros. So the Gemara is assuming that there is a tchiyah on the naziris detar. Good. Amar Rav Ashi, the Gemara says, Hoyel v'chein, nazir shetime atzmo bebezid, oiver v'shem bal ta'acher. So the Gemara expounds from there. Rav Ashi says, okay, so then if you have a stam nazir, and he's metame himself, and he gets Malkus for doing that, because that's Usur. He also gets Malkus for Baal Ta'acher, because he's being Ma'acher, his Tuma the Naziris. So the Karanira raises the Kash over here. Okay, why stop there? What about the fact that if he drinks wine, he's also should be over Baal Ta'acher, because that's also affecting his Naziris. So that's the Karanira, meaning why isn't every violation of his Naziris going to create a Baal Ta'acher on the Naziris? So that's the Karen Aris Kasha that he raises on this Gemara. I think the answer is L'chora Pashit, but it's an important Yisod for when we, Emir Tzashem, learn more Naziris, but comes out of this Kasha of the Karen Aira, that the Pashit answer is that it's not true. Not every violation of Naziris is in the same category. And we know this by the way the Torah deals with different violators of the Naziris. What I mean is the following. The Torah says you're not allowed to drink wine. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat grapes. The Torah says you're not supposed to cut your hair. And if you do, so you're over an Isser. But it doesn't cancel your Naziris. Masha'en Kain, when it comes to Tumah, you have to refresh and bring a carbon and start the Naziris over. And that now you have to start the Shloshim Yom again. So the Gemara, L'chora, was very meduyuk in the cancellation of Naziris and the interruption of Naziris that the Gemara chose. The Gemara chose specifically a type of interruption that was actually going to cancel out my Shem Nazir, and now have to start over my Naziris to Tara with a new process and bring a whole carbon, like the Torah in Parshas Noso speaks about specifically, Lefeta Pitom, right? I remember the Lashon of the Pasuk, but suddenly a person chances upon Tumah, and then he cancels out his Naziris. The point is there's talk about the Acher there. Why is there talk about the Acher there? Because I'm Nishkein Nazir anymore. I now delayed my Naziris. It's not that every violation of Naziris is found in the same category. Masha'inkin, where I just violate my Naziris, I still am a Nazir. I can't count that day. I had an interruption in my Naziris, but I wouldn't have to refresh and I wouldn't have to bring a carbon. So you see already...
If you're being Makabel, your Naziris again, then why is that Balta Acher from the first original?
You're not being Makabel. You're Mechuyiv to do it without your Kabbalah. You're just starting over. And it doesn't count. Those days are gone. So that's a delay in your Naziris. But it's all Machmas, your original Kabbalah. It's Bal Karcha that you're going to be a Nazir for another 30 days. And the Mela, this Parsha of Tumah, is not the same thing of a violation of Tiglachas or other Yisurim that pertain to the Nazir. So L'chari, the Gemara was Meduyah, and the Karanaris Kasha is actually presenting a tremendous Yisod within Parsha's Nazir.
Do you have to make up that day, at least, for, let's say, your
yeah, the day doesn't count. The day doesn't count, but you don't have to refresh the count.
Wouldn't that be called Bata Acher? Because you're delaying it a day. You're still delaying it a day.
So that's something we're going to have to talk about. The fact that I'm delaying, the fact that I'm prolonging something, right? But I'm not canceling out something, but I'm still in the same parsha. It could be that prolonging is not Baal Ta'achr, right? Like, I'm just being Mamshech Mitzvah for a longer time, or the status for a long time. It's a good question. But L'chayra, that's what you see from this Yisod. A person wants to be Mekayim the Mitzvah for a longer time. There's no dead end that it has to be that the Naziris is over by a certain deadline. You're a Nazir, and you're continuing to be a Nazir. So I'm not being Ma'achr the Naziris. I'm involved in the Parsha Naziris this whole time. Have to create it that my Gmar HaNaziris will be at a certain time. Okay. You're not delaying it. Sure. So the Gmar goes like.
Sorry. Yeah. So if you have 30 days and then you decide you want to extend the Naziris longer, is that still part of your...
That's
prolonging.
According to what I'm saying, wouldn't be a problem, but I don't think Al-Pi Din you could do that. It's all based on your original Kabbalah. You can't switch the Naziris in the middle because it's a neder, right? Huh. By the way, Rabosai, this parsha should be a very big geschmack for you guys. This is mamish. This is mamish the parsha. This is okay. Good. Zok the Gemara. So the Gemara goes on. Rav Achmar Ravika Amar Oiver about the Acher Tiglachta. No, Zok Rav Ach. I have a new tzir. A guy becomes a Nazir. And what happens? He's supposed to shave his head at the end of his Naziris. He keeps 30 days. Let's say, Stam Naziris Shloshim Yom. He finishes Naziris. On the day after he finishes Naziris, he has a mitzvah to be Megaleach his hair. And he's doicha that mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that day. And then he's doicha that mitzvah. So that's another case of Baal Dacha that we find in Naziris, says the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, "Lomi by l'man d'mar taglachas na'keves." And avada, according to the one who holds that you have to be megaleach in order to bring the karbanos haneziris, elafil l'man and the taglachas is essential to the parsha of naziris. Elafil l'man d'mar taglachas in ma'keves. Even if you hold it's not ma'akev, so what? But it's still a mitzvah, and you're being ma'achar that mitzvah. You didn't make. You were a Mekayim, the mitzvah of Tiglachas. So that's what the Gemara says.
comes along Marzutra Breder Rav Mari Amar over Balta Acher Karbonosa. No, Zokter Marzutra, you're violating the Balta Acher of the Karbonos of the Nazir. You delayed bringing the carbon. Fine. So my kasha I want to ask right now is the following, Rabosai. Is the Gemara just giving more options of different hechitimtzas of Balta Acher by Naziris? Rav Acha found Balta Acher by another dimension of the Naziris. The Tiglacha, the Mitzvah's Tiglachas. Comes along Marzutra and says, ah, you know what? I have another one. What? There's another aspect to the Parsha of Naziris. What's that? Bring in a carbon. And this guy dilly-dallied and he delayed. That's also Balta Acher. Is that the pshat? Or is there something? Is there something else going on in this Gemara? Is there something else that's going on behind the lines? So everybody say, Sarach in the Ran, who from the last sugya, we know the Ran is the Mara, the Shmaitza, the Ran is the one who holds that Baal Ta'achar by definition does not have to be 3 months. The Ran is mashma over here, only in Marzutra, 3 years. That 3 years come back.
Three regalim.
So I got it on the third try. So the Ran says, Balta Acher Likarvonoso, look at the Ran, right before the wines get white. Lahachu kupta ain't over Balta Acher El Acher Gimel Regal. Sounds like, according to the Ran, that to the other Ukimtos, Balta Acher would have been what? Miyat. So Shaila's why? And also I want to ask, once you answer why, how did the Ran know that? And to be moisif onto that kasha of how the Ran knew that, is this is the Ran. The Ran is the one who holds Balta Acher Shaykh Miyad. So why suddenly by Karbonos does it shift? Monimshach. The Ran is the one who holds against the rush from the last sugya. That if a person even says, by a Karbon, what? Hareini Mechayev Miyad. He's Chayev Miyad. Balta Acher is not definitionally Tolian, Gimel Regolim. So then why does the Ran see it? Where does he see in the Shaklatari and the Gemara? That there's a din of Miyad shifting from Miyad to Gimel Regolim? Gemara doesn't say anything about that. Rav Acha had an Ukimta of Teglachas. Marzutra has, I have another option. We got to be Naziris. Karbonoso. Like different, we're just learning Parshas Noso. We're applying all the different aspects of Naziris. And we're saying that there could be a delay by each one. The Ranep saw something Yisaitis Degir. He saw something behind the lines that he's now shifting from about the Acher of Miyad to about the Acher of Gimel Regolim. And remember, this is the Ran who holds about the Acher of Yisaitis. It could be Tali Miyad even by Karbonos.
I'm just curious because there the Ran was talking about a case where you said that I would be, right? So okay. It was on the specifically the aspect of your Neder Naziris.
Right.
Here it's on just the, is it on the fact that you're just delaying
the Ran carbon? Also said, the Ran said the same halacha would apply to a carbon as well. The Ran gave a second example.
If it's
carbon Miyad, the Ran says you're over Balti Acher right away.
Right, but is this like Harini Chayav Karbon Miyad or like a Stama where he said it would be more
raw? That's what we have to work on. So that's the problem. Meaning, according to the Ran, fundamentally, Balti Acher is Shaykh also by Karbon is Miyad. So how did the Ran see this in the Gemara and why is the Ran shifting this? Which seems to tell me that there's something else going on within the Shachla Tari and the Gemara between Rav Acha and Marzutra more than meets the eye than what I just presented, that it's just another suggestion of delaying legabe cases that apply to the mitzvah of Nazir.
It's just like what Ellie was just saying.
Yeah.
That's what's going on later in the Gemara when he said we equate the chatos where it's also not chatos, it's also not matfis, it's something that happens automatically. You're chayav a chatos for doing something, just like you're chayav a chatos by nothing, just for being mekabel that is yours. Eventually, achatos. So maybe that's what the Gemara is later on explaining. That's where the Ron's getting it from.
That
you're going to be chay of, since it's something that it's different than all other, nedarim, because it's happening passively, not through an action. Maybe that's why. I don't know the last step. I'm just
okay.
That late on the Gemara, that's why it's unique.
Right. So let's see in the Gemara. So let's go back.
Rav?
Yeah.
Can I just suggest something quickly? I don't know if this is relevant or not, but I think I was talking about this with Alex at one point.
Sure.
Is that the four answers to me in the Gemara, if you go back to Rava and then all the way through, they're all, I thought of them as all being like separate answers with all their, they all each have pros and cons to them. Okay. So the first one with Rava, he's trying to find the Baal Ta'achir in the Lashon of the Neder of the Naziris itself. And that's what the Gemara there is struggling with in that first answer. And the second one is that the Zman of the, it's not in the Lashon of it, it's like in the circumstances of the Zman of it. Okay. The last two are almost tangential to the actual Naziris itself.
What does that mean?
Meaning it's, the Naziris itself is not the problem in the last, put aside Ravav for a second, but from Marzutra, it's the carbon that's tangential to the end of the Naziris process. Okay. Meaning, and the pro.
Excellent.
So to the run, that's the carbon. I can't get around that.
So beautiful. So I want to pivot off that. Excellent. So let's go a little bite in the Gemara, and perhaps we can build the insight over here. The Gemara says, let's read the Gemara that Eli was referring to. So the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says as follows. Frak the Gemara Kasha. Umin hocha nafkalei? Is this is Baal Ta'achir by Naziris is learned out from here? Mehalsam nafkalei. There's a totally different pasuk. There's a different makom. Kidarish yidishrenu elu chatos v'ashamos. The pasuk says, Kidarish yidishrenu, what's the lashon of the pasuk? Kisidor nedel Hashem lekecha, v'yisa'achal l'shamo, kidarish yidishrenu. And the pasuk of Baal Ta'achir says, Kidarish yidishrenu. And it's talking about chatos v'ashamos. So the Gemara frekta kasha, this is the regular din of Baal Ta'achir by Karbonos. I learned out from the regular pasuk. I don't need a special echitimta that's going to be the pasuk of Baal Ta'achir by Naziris. So Gemara says, Ma'u the same echidishu shechidshu Torah ben Nazir? No, I wouldn't have been able to learn out from the regular pasuk, the normal pasuk of Baal Ta'achir by Karbonos. Why? Because I would have thought Naziris is a chidish. My chidish. What's the chidish? If you want to say because you're never able to be matvis achatas nazir with another, arichatas chaylev she'en matvisa b'neder v'oiver b'baal ta'achir. That can't be the chumrah, because we have other chatos that also chatas. The Gemara is telling us in Zvachim, chatas is eino bab b'neder v'nedova. You're never allowed to be misnadiv, a volunteer, a carbon chatas. It has to be machmas achait. So therefore, the chatas of Naziris is not unique. So the Gemara says, no, is another chiddush. Shaltach adachamino hol v'mamra arini karet nazir, afilu min acharetzen arini nazir, avinazir l'chol, emu l'aver mishum b'al ta'acha kamashmon. So the Gemara found another chiddush. And you see that even if you say a miktas Naziris, that you were mekabel yourself just from acharetzen, maybe you wouldn't have. So the Gemara says that Afal Pichan the Torah, the Gemara and Nazir has a chiddush that you become a full fledged Nazir. You remember we mentioned in Shiras in the past, the Minchas Chinuch Safek, on this din, when you say Arini Nazir Menachartzen, are you over Bal Yachol Dvaro Legabe the other things? Legabe the Tumah, Legabe the things that you never explicitly were Makabel in your Naziris. So we suggested that there might be a Daher in the way the Minchas Chinuch is Mesopek and what Bal Yachol Dvaro means. Is it actually being Mechal my Diburim, or is it a new Chalois that has nothing to do with what you actually stipulated and enunciated? So that's the Gemara's Chiddush and Kamashwam. So let's stop there for a second. So the Rishonim, most of the Rishonim understand that Ma'u the same a Chiddush who Shechidush Torah ben Nazir, the Lay Matvis Lay Lachatas Nazir ben Neder, Zok the Ran, let's see the Ran right now. The Kila She'enu Yochol Latfisa ben Neder, Shem Omar Chatas Nazir Alai, who ain't no nazir loya marklum. You can't be, it's not nitvis in the tzura of a neder, you can't say haray alai chatas nazir. That's the pashup shot in this Gemara. That's the pashup shot in Eino Ba, in Chitcha Torah Benazir. Taisus has the same shot. The Rashba has an entirely different shot. I'd like to read you the lashon of the Rashba. It's like a shmack of Rashba. Zok the Rashba, the lashon of the Rashba is Salka daitav shirak chayv ma'acher dine ha-neder aval chatas ein ze machmas nizro uba'mes shema'acher ha-korbanos ein ma'acher nidro v'salka daitav d'lo yeze b'ze b'al ta'acher. I'm going to read you the lashon again. I want everyone to hear what he says. Salka daitav shirak chayv b'ma'acher dine ha-neder. What you were noider, that's balta acher is totally on the dine aneder. So what? But chatos anozir ein ze machmas nizro ubameshem acher akorbanos einu maacher nidro v'sal kedaitach de lo yeh b'ze balta acher. What's the Rashba telling us? The Rashba is saying an entirely different pshat in the Gemara. It's not a kula in the fact that you can't say hare alai chatas, like the way the Ran and Taisus assume. It's an entirely different pshat. It's saying that bal ta'acher is only totally on what you're makabel yourself in your neder. Okay, so what? I was makabel myself to be a nazir. Zok the Rashba, korbonos haniziris is not totally in your Naziris, like Daniel said before. Be a Nazir. That's what you were makabel on your Naziris. After your Malois of Shloishim Yom, of staying away from wine, of staying away from Tumah, of not taking a haircut, the Torah says there's an exit package. An exit package that says the Rashba is not Machmas your Neder. It's a Naya Mitzvah Sakorbon. I have a mitzvah to bring a korban oila. You have a mitzvah to bring a korban chatas. I have a mitzvah because I was going to Naziris to bring korban in Nazir. But it's not part and parcel of the neder itself.
It's the opposite of the tikkulachas. It's
the opposite of the tikkulachas. That's exactly where I'm going. Tikkulachas, but it's more than that. Let's just give me one second. The Mela Rabbosai, Zok the Rashba, so you now have a dichotomy within Naziris of the Minhag Naziris, of the Nihugim of Naziris, and the Gemara Naziris, which is what? Regular Dine Karbon. Kumt Ois, it makes a lot of sense why I might hold, like the Ran suggests, that when it comes to the other Dinim, it's Chayev Miyat, and the Baal Ta'achar is Miyat. Those are the Dine HaNozir. And what? When it comes to the Karbanos, no. That's not Machmas my neder. So what's Stam Karbanos? Stam Karbanos is Gimel Regolim. And that's why in this stage Gimel Regolim came back. Kumt Ois, it could be that there's actually a Machloikis between Rav Acha and Mar Zutra over here. But Rabbi said, before I explain this, I want to ask the following question. What does it mean, Baltach? Bal ta'acher means to delay. Let me ask you a question, Rabbi Yisrael. Let's say I have a situation where I'm not going to delay, but I'm just going to be mevatel. It's today, over yoymoy batel karbono. Or today's the opportunity, and afterwards I'm not going to have the opportunity. Yerushalmi raises this question, Rabbi Yisrael. By the mitzvah of Mila, the Yerushalmi raises, is there going to be a din of Baal Ta'achar? And the Yerushalmi says no. And the Pashup Shah in the Yerushalmi is that no, after the eighth day, yeah, there is a mitzvah, but you're missing that mitzvah of Yom HaShmini, of the father's mitzvah to Mimal on the eighth day. That's not Baal Ta'achar. That's just being mevatel the mitzvah. That's not delaying. Yeah, it happens to be. You weren't Mekayim in the right Zman, but that's not bittul. By definition, L'chayra, one would suggest that if you have a mitzvah and after this, by delaying it, it's not going to exist. That's not going to be about the acher. What I'm saying is a major machlokes rishonim, and the Turei Evan speaks about this in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Hey, because the Gemara raises the issue about by the mitzvah of Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, if a person delays, the Gemara says there is no Baal Ta'achar in such a situation. Many Rishonim understand, and the Turei Evan understands what that means is because it's just today, Erev Pesach, or that's it. Rashi and Tosis understand the Gemara on Daf Hey by Karban Pesach to mean no. There's no Baal Ta'achar of Gimel Regolim. But there is Baal Ta'achar Miyat. Which means that Tosis would hold, not like I just said, Tosis and Rashi would hold in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Hey, that even by something that you're losing the opportunity, I mean Mavatel, it's still Shayach, the Isser of Baal Ta'achar. But if you don't go with that Tosis, and you learn Pashtus like the Turei Evan and other Rishonim in Rosh Hashanah, and like the Rishalmi assumes, that if you're missing the opportunity, you need a tashlumin, you need a zman that the mitzvah potentially could continue to now be called a delayer. You're not doing it in the ideal time, but the mitzvah still exists, b'yisodo, and that's why I'm a ma'acher in this mitzvah. It could be tali, Rabosei, I don't want to get into it right now. This could be tali on the chakira that we spoke about last time. What's the nature of Baal Ta'achar? Is Baal Ta'achar missing the deadline? Or is Baal Ta'achar mean you're a delayer? It could be that that might be totally in this Indian. But that's Klara Machlokes Rishonim and Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yisai, I ask you the question. When the Gemara suggested within Rav Acha that there's Baal Ta'achar of Tiglachas, what's Shaykh Baal Ta'achar there? What delay? What delay? Pashup Shad in the Gemara is that what? Is that even if I'm not going to do it, then I'm going to be considered a ma'acher. That's Baal Ta'achar also. Tosfos clearly did not hold to this. Tosfos clearly was bothered with my kasha. That definitionally, Baal Ta'achar means you're delaying from an ideal time. But the mitzvah b'yisodo still has to be an option to be done and performed. And Tosis writes on our daf, a chiddush nifla ad l'ma'od mikoyach maikasha. Zoch the heilige Tosis in Dira Maschel mishum Baal Ta'achar de Tiglachas, says the Tosis, I think from this sugya that if you missed the boat and didn't do your Tiglachas on the day after the Shloshim Yom, which you're supposed to do, the mitzvah of Tiglachas still lives on. Because otherwise, what's Shaykh Baal Ta'achar? There must be a Tashlumin in your Tiglachas. Mikoyach Har Sugya. That's what Tosis was forced to say. Because Tosis understands that if you're Mavatel, you're not going to be considered a Ma'acher. That's not what a Ma'acher is. Ma'acher is not someone who misses the deadline. Ma'acher is someone who delays the deadline. But the mitzvah still is there, be yisodo. But Rabbi said, if you don't learn like Tosis, and you learn Kepashtus, that no, there's a mitzvah Tiglachas at the end of the Melois of the 30 days. And you have one opportunity. So could be, that's exactly what Mar Zutra was bothered by. What Ma'acher by Tiglachas? It's not Shaykh Ma'acher by Tiglachas. That's not a Ma'acher. That's a Mevatel. That's a Mevatel. There's a din of Nihug and Aziris, and now you missed it. The mitzvah of Tiglachas. But what is a good Baal Ta'achar? Something like Korbonis, that the Rashba tells us has a life of its own. That I have the regular Dinei HaKorbon that exists for Gimel Regolim, like the Ran is Mechadish into the Gemara. Because the Korbonei HaNozir are not Machmas the Naziris, not Machmas the Nejer, but they're just Stam, Chi of Korbonos. So that's the regular Din of Korbonos, of Baal Ta'achar, the Korbonos. And Marzutra had a Machloikis with Ravash. With Ravach over here. He was arguing, be yisoyde, it's not Shaykh Baal Ta'achar there. And I have a better case over here. I have somebody that has nothing to do with Naziris. I have somebody that's just Stam a Korban. Me'ela Zokteran. Oh, this is where Gimel Regalim comes back. Why? According to the Rashba, now you can understand. Because this is classic Baal Ta'achar. And this is a classic situation of Baal Ta'achar. But the other situations of Naziris and the Hugim of Naziris, that's not Shayach Bal Da'achar over there. And he was arguing B'Yusayi B'Yishol Da'over. He was arguing fundamentally. That's L'Chayra, what you see from this Ran, and from the Ukimtos of the Gemara. It could even be that it's Mashma from the Gemara itself. What's the Gemara asking? Gemara is asking Akasha that Bal Ta'achar of Karbonis is not even learnt out from a special parsha of Nazirus, but rather it's learnt out from the normal Mokker from Bal Ta'achar and Karbonis. So you see, fundamentally, even the Gemara is assuming, the Pashtus in the Gemara is assuming, like the Rashba, that Bal Ta'achar by a Korban of Nazir is not me Parshas Naziris. It's rather me Parshas Karbonis. That I don't even, to the extent that I don't even need a mocker from another Parsha. That you see that the Torah was even willing to say that it's from the regular Parsha of Bal Ta'achar. Rabbi Chanan in Maseches Beitza has the following suffix, and he thinks it's a machlokes Tosis in the Raavad. Says, what if a person makes a t'nai in his Naziris, klapei the korban? His case is the following. He wants to make sure that he's being mekabel Naziris al menas, that I don't have to shell out my own cash from my chulin, but I want to pay with Mo's Meiser Shein. In general, you're not allowed to pay from from Mos Meiser Sheni, you're chayvus. You're not allowed to. That's the dinim in Maseches Chagiga and the Gemara and Chulin. You're not allowed to pay from something that's already holy. But if a person is masna that, so he thinks that it's a machloikus rishay. Can a person make a tnai to allow for different halachos to apply to what? Not to your naziris, to the korbanei nazir. And he thinks that it's a machlekes tesis in the right. Rabbi said, what's the nekudas ha-machlekes? What's Rabbi Chanan's shaila? How do you approach korbanos hanazir? Is it machmas haneder? Or is it an anderachiyav just korban? Bigmar hanazirus. Like we're suggesting in the Rashba. Or like the other Rishayim, like the Pashup Shad on the Gemara, that is just another Eitzah, another option, another chiyuv legabe the chiyuv and the nihugim of the naziris. So if you understand that it's not machmas your neder, and it's a new obligation, and like the shift in the Ran that we're going from miyad, now we're changing, and marzutra is actually being chaylik with the Gemara earlier. So then lechera we wouldn't be a bailin on that to stipulate where the money should come from. And that's not part of your neder, like the Rashba told us in our Gemara. All right? That is, in a nutshell, the mahalach that I want to suggest over here, legabe the Shachavatari in the Gemara, and legabe to be mazbir the Ran, and perhaps a machlekes, whether or not there would be taka a tashzman tashlumin, legabe the tiglachas, perhaps some would argue, and that was goof for the machloikas between Rav Acha and Marzutra in the Shachav Tari and the Gemara, whether or not Bal Ta'achar would be shayach by tiglachas fundamentally, because perhaps not like Tosis assumed in order to explain the Gemara, because clearly Tosis didn't understand that there was a fundamental machloikas like we're suggesting, but perhaps there was a fundamental machloikas, and Rav Acha, legabe tiglachas, would only be understood if you accept that fundamentally a bittel could be also nitzvus on Bal Ta'achar, and I'm suggesting that that's what Marzutra rejected, and that's where the Ran's new explanation of Gimel Regalim came about, because he said, I have an aspect of Naziris that is different than all other aspects of the Naziris, which is specifically legabe the carbon ha-Naziris. Just a Maramakam, Rabosai, a very important Maramakam, I'm not going to speak about it, but if you look at the Ran on Dalet Amid Beis, the Ran discusses the din of Ein Einshin Min Adin Legabe Amametzin. This Ran is a collector's item. It's a a very important ran legabe other sugyas in Shas. Comes up at the beginning of Bava Kamma, as Rav Kiva Eger points out. Beginning of Bava Kamma, the Tosfos there on that base, and a major discussion amongst the Rav Yosef Engel has a long essay on this, on whether or not Einon Shem and Adin should be limited to Kal V'Chomer, or Einon Shem and Adin should even apply to a Mametz, you know, might be totally on what the reason for Einon Shem and Adin in Adin is. So that is an important Maramokom in terms of the discussion of Einon Shem and Adin. Yeah, any kashas?
Yeah. According to the Pshat there, the Rav saying, it makes sense, I guess, the Gemara's have a Mina of that you would think that they're talking about Karbanos, it's a whole separate sugya of Karbanos, right? But according to the other way, if you're not going to say that it's a separate thing, but it's really connected to the whole Naziris process, then what's the have a Mina of the Gemara?
What's the Kasha? It's a great Kasha. And if you don't understand, but if you view it as a prad and naziris, so what's the Gemara's kasha?
There's a interesting Rashi that says it's the tkalechas is about the karbanos.
The what?
The tkalech is about the karbanos, so he like sort of forces it in.
Okay.
It says inomakeves is
What I'm asking is that how could the Gemara think that you could spar off of how could you learn the din of Baal Ta'achar by a halacha that's unique to Naziris? If you hold Karbani Nazir is a din in Naziris, so why would you think that you could learn from the pasuk of Stam Karbanos? Isn't the Gemara mashva, like we said before, that the Pashup Shah and the Shakvatari and the Gemara is mashma that the Karbanei Nazir are regular Chiyuv Karba? So like, if any Rishonim would say that you'd be Chayav Miyad, let's say not like the Ran, by the Karbanei Anazir, so it's a little bit of a difficult Kasha that the Gemara had. What do you mean? Let's assume there all the other Rishonim that learn Miyad and don't change this Gemara like the Ran, right? So they learn that you're chayav miyad legabe the carbon anozir. So the answer to the Gemara's kash is poshut. I need a special mucker to tell me that it'd be chayav miyad. It's a din in Naziris. It's not the regular din of carbonus. So what are you asking me, mehosam nafka? I don't know. I have to think about it. Maybe they wouldn't be bothered. Even if it was me, I'm not sure. I don't know how you can not learn like that, right? If you learn it's like, right? It's a good cash. Any other questions, guys?
Just Mimi Ha'ara. I think it's the machlokas later on whether or not you separate the karbanos of the nazir right away after he takes the nether, or if he does it only when he completes his naziris.
Really?
Thought so. I think I saw in the Mesh Chachma that
that's Givaldi.
Maybe it's a Medrash, but I think the Mesh Chachma and also that.
You please send that to me? That's Meiridik.
I have to find it now. So smart. Would that be
some of that Mesh Chachma and also?
I have to look. I think so.
Yeah, that's the only place where it would be. But yeah, that's Gishmak. I hear you. If that's what you want to say, it's totally.
Yeah.
Very Gishmak. Very good. Okay, very good. All right, everybody, can we stop the recording for a second? Can everyone stay on?